Like many of you, my two sisters and I were raised in a strong Christian home, one block down the street from this church. We were blessed with a Christian heritage and two parents who modeled God's love on a daily basis. We moved into that house when I was 1 year old, and at the same time, Mountain Brook Baptist became our home church, and I do mean home. Our father, Robert Berry, was a lifetime deacon, and our mother, Lloyd Berry, was honored in her later years by serving as one of the first women deacons. They were involved in every area of Mountain Brook Baptist, and therefore, my sisters and I were also here whenever the doors were open. Because we lived so close, even snow or car trouble was never a reason to miss church. We just walked, and it was a vital part of our lives. At 8 years of age, I was baptized in the chapel by Dr. Waterhouse. My childhood memories revolve around church activities, from GAs to roller skating and fellowship hall. After graduating from the University of Alabama, I returned to Birmingham to begin my teaching career in special education. Soon thereafter, my husband and I were married right here by Dr. Nelson. When our life path took us to Tuscaloosa, I remember writing a letter to Dr. Nelson and Dr. Mobies that we would be moving our church membership, but Mountain Brook Baptist Church would always be home to both of us. After 36 years in Tuscaloosa, we did move back to rejoin our family and home church. My spiritual journey has had twists and turns. With such strong Christian parents, I think I often took for granted the loving example and heritage they provided. Then, as an adult and proud parent of a wonderful son and daughter, and now proud grandmother of soon-to-be 5 fabulous grandchildren, I could look back, reflect, and fully appreciate the blessing of that Christian foundation. I can see the hand of God intertwined in every stage of life, and his love, grace, and faithfulness in both the good and tough times we all experience. I have seen the power of prayer and healing during health scares and surviving a ruptured appendix. I have relied on God's strength and the power of prayer as a parent, with the awesome blessing, responsibility, and challenge of raising children. And I have felt the comfort of God's loving, compassionate arms in the grief of losing parents and a husband. I have experienced God's peace and steadfast love in just living each day in this chaotic world, with the reassurance that we may not know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. God is the one solid, unshakable rock among all the changes and adjustments in our lives. Mountain Brook Baptist Church has been and continues to be a vital part of my life. And now I have been back in my home church for 3 years. Faces may have changed since those early years, but the welcoming, supportive family atmosphere of Mountain Brook Baptist has not changed, nor has the mission and focus of serving our Lord and others. I'm honored and humbled to once again be a part of this loving church family and to pick up the torch to continue serving in this new role as deacon.
Good morning again, church. My name is Caleb Haynes. My wife, Sarah Haynes, and my son, Hudson Haynes, and daughter, Naomi. Hudson is 3 1/2, and Naomi is 1 1/2. And we've been members of Mountain Brook Baptist for a relatively short amount of time, almost 4 years now. My wife and I moved from our home state of Arkansas in the fall of 2014 here to Birmingham to start a new stage of our life. We followed my job here, and so we were living, Little Rock was our home. It was also where Sarah grew up, and so we lived very close to her parents. So not only did I take their daughter away from them in their hometown, But about 8 days after we moved in here in Birmingham, we found out that we were blessed with the expectation of Hudson joining us and our family. So a double hit there. So, but that at least that perspective that gave us, being new parents in a new place, we knew nobody here. We both grew up in church, and church was very much something that we knew was important to us, and even more so now that we found ourselves in a foreign land with nobody around and people yelling football chants that we didn't quite understand. So since that time, we immediately searched out a church home, not just a church home, not just a place for us to go every Sunday, but a place that we could be a part of a larger family, very much a church family, but very much more than that. And that's what we found here at Mountain Brook Baptist. At every turn, there was doors that God opened for us here at Mountain Brook Baptist, not just to be involved with church, but to lead church in different fashions. So from my opportunity to be one of the co-leaders of the foundation's Sunday school classroom to opportunities for me to spend a week nailing shingles on a church roof with two other men that I would call brothers now in Wisconsin, to our leadership in the Vision 2020, the implementation of that plan. And I think it was really through that involvement with the visioning process and the implementation of the goals of this church, not just to be a church that would have a membership that was just content with showing up on Sundays, but having goals to have a membership that was very alive to God, that was very involved and very much a serving church and a servant church, that really my time here kind of bloomed, if you will. Preparing for this talk, I thought of one scripture that really exemplified that overall story that we're here. If you're familiar with Paul's letter to the Ephesians chapter 5, the love chapter, he paraphrases one verse in particular, not paraphrases, he actually quotes it directly from Genesis chapter 2, verses 24. It says, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." And as I studied that verse, that really the context, the historical context behind that is that a man usually would stay close to his family because that's where the source of his inheritance was. They usually didn't wander far from home. They stayed with the family and helped that family prosper that they may one day take over that family. But the importance, the significance of that, I guess within context of just the marriage, is that you should not focus on that inheritance. You should focus on those more important things, your wife in particular, at very face value there, but also your spiritual walk with God. And I think Sarah and I would both agree that you know, our process with moving from our home in Arkansas, not knowing anybody here, but finding our church home here, is very much God leading us through that process, that we should leave behind those things that we knew, those distractors in our lives, and really cling to a church and not just be a consumer in that church, but also just dive in head over heels, be part of that church family. That's very much what we found here at Mountain Brook Baptist, and that's what I believe is our calling here as members, to make sure that that we always have those doors open, both proverbially in our church, and that we welcome our membership and we get our membership involved. So thank you for this opportunity to continue to serve. And I very much look to this as the most significant opportunity in my life and in my walk with Christ. So thank you all.
Good morning. I'd like to thank you for this opportunity. I am humbled and blessed to have even been considered to serve as one of your deacons, and I'm committed to serving this church and God in any way that I can. My name is John Peaty, and I'm married to my beautiful wife, Meredith, of 8 years, and we have two boys, Noah, who's 5, and Owen, who is 1. He may be screaming in the back, so I apologize. I'm often asked where my last name came from, Peaty. The original family name was Pierevalano, which meant foot of the mountain in Italian. Our Sicilian ancestors immigrated through Ellis Island, and my grandfather, in an attempt to Americanize, abbreviated the name to Petey, so now it only means foot. Having Italian ancestry, you can imagine I was raised Catholic. In college and in medical school, I became agnostic, and God blessed me with an amazing group of men who guided me and protected me and invited me to Bible studies and invited me over and over again to church, and I found my way and my walk with God again. And it was a perfect example of how God places the right people in your life at just the right time. Due to our medical training, this is the first town we've been able to live in for more than 3 consecutive years. So when we were moving here, we were thrilled we were going to be able to finally set up some roots. Never in a million years would we have thought that we would be led to Alabama, and we originally thought that we were being led by God here for our jobs, but very quickly we learned that it was this church that he led us here for. We will be forever grateful to Dr. Dortch and Wayne and Mary and Sharon Howard, who have all demonstrated Christ's open arms and made our welcome here to this church so easy to choose Mountain Brook Baptist as our home. It was, again, another example of how God placed the right people in our lives at just the right time. Over the last 6 years of being here, I've been baptized here in this baptismal pool. When we were hospitalized, the church came and visited and prayed with us, and the ELC and the children's ministry have helped us learn and teach our children how to learn and appreciate and know about God. They've both been dedicated here before this congregation. In fact, when Owen was dedicated, after the service, my father came up to me and he grabbed my arm and pulled me close, and of course, with his Catholic background, I didn't know what he was going to say. He pulled me close, and he said, "John, you have yourself an amazing church. They are so welcoming and so loving, and we just love that pastor. He made me want to become a Baptist." So I couldn't help but be proud. This is a very exciting time. I'm very blessed to be part of Mountain Brook Baptist, especially with the anticipated changes that are coming. You will certainly hear from me again as I serve as a representative of our stewardship committee. So, of course, I would like to echo what Caleb and Dr. Dortch and everyone have spoken about this morning. God has given each and every one of you gifts, and I want you to think deeply and hard over the coming year about how you can use those gifts that God has given you to help serve this church. I'd like to close with a verse that I think is perfect for this moment. It's 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and 11. "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that all things that God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen." Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm Randy Roberts. It is such an honor and privilege to serve as a deacon for Mountain Brook Baptist Church. I'm also really excited to have both my parents and Amy's parents in the service with us today. Since joining Mountain Brook Baptist just a few years ago, one of the things I'm so grateful for is how the congregation has been called to action. From the first lunch with Dr. Dortch at La Paz, welcoming us and telling us what it means to be a member of Mountain Brook Baptist, to all the activities with our two sons, the church has been instrumental in guiding the faith of our two boys, Alex and James. James is 18, Alex is 14. And it's just been so welcoming across for all of us. For both of our boys, I pray every night to be the same example for my two sons that my parents were for me. I grew up in a Christ-like home. I grew up in one of the oldest Baptist churches in Alabama, south of Selma. The church just celebrated its 200th anniversary last year. And it was really one of those things for us as the Roberts family. If the doors were open, we were there. We were usually the first family to arrive and the last family to leave, And if you know my mother at all, she has never met a stranger, is usually why we were the last family to leave the church. My father, on the other hand, is a man of few words. But he taught me the great importance of leading by example, and your actions mean so much more than what your words mean and how you live your life. I accepted Christ at a very young age, at 6 years old, at a revival. I can clearly remember being called to walk down the aisle, be baptized, and profess my faith in Christ. And it's been one of the biggest blessings for me throughout my entire life. My other big blessing is Amy. I've been married 25 years this year, and I couldn't have gotten a better wife and a better family to marry into, who teaches also and grew up in a Christ-like home. You know, when you look at it, the things that really impacted us for us in our short time at Mountain Brook has been the youth group. My older son only had 2 years before he was headed off to college when we joined the church. And the impact for both Hayden, Meredith behind me, and Tim made in James's life before he left to go to college has been really instrumental. And the fun thing to see is my younger son, Alex, coming right behind with Ben and getting involved in the youth group and all the fun things and really teaching him how to grow in his faith. It is so great to be a part of a church where the scriptures are taught, the lessons and all the sermons are based on God's word, and it's imperative for all of us as members to do that. I absolutely love what we're doing with the church-wide reading plans and Bible studies to help keep us immersed in our faith and grow as we take each day moving forward. Again, I am so thrilled and excited, and I appreciate so much the opportunity to grow in my faith and serve as a deacon at Mountain Brook Baptist. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Meredith Stutz, and I had the unique opportunity of growing up here at Mountain Brook Baptist. I can say I might be the only person who's joined the church while standing in the baptismal waiting to be baptized. Who's going to tell a six-year-old no when they're waiting right there? Having grown up in this church, I've had the opportunity to see so many people in this leadership role, and I'm humbled and honored to be ordained today. When thinking about our testimony or the way the ministries at this church have impacted our lives, I couldn't just pick one. Whether it be working in the children's ministry, being a part of the children's ministry, the youth ministry, young adult, women's ministry, different fellowship or family ministries here at the church, or even part of the senior ministry. It's what happens when you're licensed to drive the minibus. You get included on everything. One common theme stood out amongst all of those for me. The dedication of the people of this church, that we are more than co-worshippers, but we are truly a body of believers that encourages one another on in our faith. That's been a part of my life from the very beginning, from being involved in children's ministry with Miss Patrick or being encouraged to come to Sunday school by the Terrells having a party down in the CLC or staying involved in the youth and having opportunity to serve in youth ministry. I've still yet to graduate from the youth ministry, though, so that's something I might work on one day. Being able to see a body of believers that truly seek Christ and to grow one another together in fellowship is something that's very important and has been influential in my life. It's with love and pride that I accept this position, and I'm excited to see where God is leading our church and what other ministries that I can serve in. That we're more than a building, but we're a body that encourages one another to not only grow in our faith, but to seek Christ daily and to encourage others in that same capacity. One scripture that stands out to me is Colossians chapter 3, and I would like to read verses 15 through 17. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called, in one body, and be thankful. Let the words of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I pray that through this opportunity and as a church that we continue to do whatever we do in word or deed through Jesus. And I think that that's one thing that every ministry at this church and the body of believers here strives for, and I'm excited to continue to serve in this capacity.